Auntie Sisters, I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it is our anniversary month! Woo! And if you've been a long-time listener, then you know that means it's March!
That's right. Since 2019, we have done the podcast.
That's right. Hey, yo!
That's right. Our very first episode aired on March 24th.
Oh,
and that
really?
Podcast episode was 15 minutes.
Whoa, wow.
Yes.
We got a lot more to say nowadays.
Right? Oh, we go almost too close to over an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
We caress it.
Stop. Ooh. Our podcast was originally 15 minutes long.
Wow.
I think it expanded to 25, and then we got to 30 on a regular basis.
And we felt like we might need to stop.
Yeah.
Because we were cheating the line.
And then quarantine happened, and we started going to, like, 45 minutes.
Yes.
And now we go exactly about an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you guys still listen.
Yeah.
So bravo on you.
I remember when we had the shorter ones, people were like, why don't you guys go to an hour? I feel like you guys would have plenty to talk about.
Right, we were like,
I'm not so sure. So when we first started the podcast, because you came to me about it, and I wasn't really for it, but in my research, when I started out, it came and said, you know, you should try episodes that don't do anything more than about 10 to 15 minutes.
Right.
And that kind of confused me, but at the time it made sense.
Yeah.
It was like a loosening it up, like, here we are, and I think our first topic was Winter Jam.
Yeah, because we went.
Yeah.
And we went.
Okay.
Well, I always know when Winter Jam comes here, I always know, like, oh, there's our podcast anniversary. Yeah, it's coming.
And it's interesting to re-listen to it. Do you ever go back?
No.
Okay. I do.
I do sometimes.
All the ones, that one.
Really?
Because it's the most different than how we talk now.
Yeah, it's really different.
It's very, like, I don't know, like, we're quiet and we're reserved in some of the discussion.
Yeah.
We're very calm.
Yeah, we definitely don't, personally.
We don't call out flaws. Like,
no, we never do.
No.
I can't bring myself.
It's very just, like, different. Like, you can tell, it's not that we're reading off a script, because we weren't.
No, we weren't reading off a script, but we were very, like, are we going to miss something? Are we going to miss dialogue? What's happening?
Right, and there were some quiet spots, too, and that drove you crazy later on. In fact, we deleted many episodes because...
What? No, we didn't!
Several.
Well, we deleted...
We would go back and listen, I don't like it, it's too quiet.
Well, it's amazing, I think quarantine we stopped... I think before quarantine, we had a lot of episodes that would be like, oh, no, we shouldn't.
Well, we really worried about quarantine because
started to freak out.
Media and stuff and pop culture stuff really kind of hit a brick wall.
Yeah,
that was where we had the watching of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes would, like, talk about how we were watching it.
Yeah.
It was like a whole thing. And it was interesting how we made it swim through that.
I think what's interesting too is to listen to, there's an episode that was really big in our first season.
Mm-hmm.
We did, that we actually talked about more about ourselves, which was probably the most, Toy Story, where do the toys come alive when we walk out?
Yes. It was about Toy Story. We reviewed Toy Story 4, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it was one of those episodes where I feel like the reason it was one of our most listened to at that time.
Yeah.
And it was overwhelming to know that people wanted to know more about us, because that one involved a lot about us.
Yeah, we talked a lot about our childhood and our toys and what were our favorites.
And we had even people that at our own church that came up to me and were like, is that yours? Well, I listened to that episode and I was like, okay, well, that's nice. Good for you.
That was when we started having more people come up to us and tell us and ask us about the things. It's been interesting having a podcast.
Yes.
Because you definitely promote it more than I do outside.
Yeah, I like to say it.
You like to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, sometimes when people ask me, like, what do I do? Like, I just blank in general. Like,
I know.
What do you do for fun? And I'm like, I don't know.
A podcast.
I watch TV. I don't know.
I paint.
I read a book. I don't know. I don't. But I don't always think of the podcast. You always throw out the podcast.
Yeah, I know, because remember we got ourselves in a scheme.
We did. The pyramid scheme, which we did a whole podcast episode, which probably still is one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah, because it was such
But I don't want to talk about it, because I know at the end of this month, we'll probably talk about our favorites.
Yeah.
Or backstories about them. But
one. If there's ever been a situation with this podcast that I've ever had a surreal moment.
Yeah, that
of being
was
like,
one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It was definitely that moment of being in a pyramid scheme, it coming from the fact that I, again, just randomly mentioned it.
Yeah.
And me thinking, what the crap did I get ourselves involved in? But nothing
happened.
No, we weren't, like, in traffic.
Yeah, we weren't being trafficked.
No. Trafficked?
Trafficked. Wow. It's going to be one of those episodes.
Yeah. But I think what's amazing is that we just know so many people who listen to our podcast.
Yeah. And we've had people, you know, ask us about wanting to start a podcast and things like that.
Crazy.
That was interesting.
We've had people want to be on the podcast.
Yeah. And we haven't had anybody.
No, we can't. No, it's awkward.
I feel like, and I've never tried, you know, what it would be like with the mic and stuff with three people. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know. Like, people get weird.
Well, people also sometimes, it can be overwhelming because, see, if you think of it, and I know someone is out there listening and be like, well, Libby, you talk too loud. And like, oh, well, Katie knows too many facts. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And on a podcast, it normally turns into an interview by then.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, your favorite is Call Me Daddy. I can't remember the name of that podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Where she interviews somebody, and sometimes she has three people on there. And I'm thinking of that one because that's what the kids these days listen to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. To us, we keep it on more of a level of, we are who you obviously come back and listen to.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you add a third party, you don't know what that person's going to say. You can't think for that person.
Right.
We don't think for each other.
No.
Because you don't want to hear mine. Not at mine.
Have you noticed that we just, like, completely have
we've lost the topic? We just don't give a crap.
And I don't know that someone could, I don't know, like, this is like a conversation, I would say. Yeah. I would call our style podcast a conversation between the two of us on topics sometimes we don't talk about beforehand with each other.
Nope.
Sometimes we like to hit each other right fresh with what we're going to come out with.
Yeah.
Therefore, it comes across as spontaneous. And to throw in a third person, one, I would feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Well, and I would listen back to it and be like, oh, man, I was over talking. I'm so sorry. And so you do have to realize we, when we work together, if there is payment or something like that, we would have to either split with that person or, you know,
I mean, we're pretty big, we got a contract.
Yeah, sure. The only thing about it is it can be overwhelming because you have a normal way we really do it.
Yeah.
Like right now, don't feel like a third person could fit right now.
No, not enough room on the floor.
And I think that's the fun thing is we're in a place where we usually are and throwing in another party would be kind of awkward. Because you're kind of like, oh, I hope that person, I hope I didn't offend them. Or I hope I didn't say that. Like, obviously we offend somebody.
Yeah, but we don't have to listen to that person again.
Right.
Yeah, if like you're out there, not other, in here. Yeah.
Right.
If we offend each other all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And we talk over each other all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. And call out each other all the time.
I used to think, so see, that was one thing at the beginning, we were very conscious over.
Yeah.
Like, if I go back and listen to some other episodes, I would just stop. While you were doing your talking, see, that triggers me.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. And see, that's the way we talk in real life. So why would we not do it on here?
Yeah, it's definitely more of a conversational. And I think throwing in a third person, one, our relaxedness would maybe either be too much for them or maybe we would be too tense. I don't know. I haven't quite figured out. And there's only one person that comes into mind that could handle us.
Yes.
And she hasn't come back to see us.
Yeah.
In fact, she's the reason of the podcast.
But yeah, and we haven't seen her. So
we can't tell you.
We'll probably
talk about it in later episodes
for
this month.
Yeah.
But with March, and if you've been listening for our anniversary month, we always have like a special thing. If you didn't know, Libby does makeup.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I take her photos. And we had a thing that we started, I think, in 2020, where it was called the Wheel of Makeup.
It's back!
And if you follow Libby at Libby Farnum.
Hey, yo!
And on Facebook,
Libby Farnum? Oh. It's telling you said Libby Farnum. That's offensive.
Well, it's okay if I say that, because it's my name, too. But if you are friends with me on Facebook,
I didn't know we were promoting that. That's new. That's fresh.
Well, they might.
Yeah, that's true.
They might already be friends with, but if you're on the Facebook
group.
If
you're not friends with me on Facebook, we're going to talk about
that. Probably a reason why.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're in the Ranting Sisters Facebook group.
Yes.
We're going to post these photos in there.
Well, and also, and you'll also get to vote even on there. I mean, it's a whole thing.
And Libby picks out a theme for the month, and she usually follows it. So
That's true.
Past month of February, Libby did Wives, Famous Wives.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. I was feeling a little thoughts.
I was not as excited as you were about
why?
This theme. Because, well, one, I didn't know who you were going to pick.
I picked a lot of them.
You started out of the gate, the very popular one lately.
Yeah, Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. Elvis's wife.
I thought there might be...
She even got a movie.
I've realized whenever I do, and I've talked about this on the podcast, is whenever I do famous people, I get a little bit of backlash.
Yeah,
just a tiny bit.
But
you did
it over this one.
No, I didn't, which I was a little surprised. And then I did Zelda.
You did Zelda, F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife.
Glad you said that. F. Scott Fitzgerald. I
can't say The Great Gatsby author.
Author. Oh, whoa! It's gonna be my.
You're done.
It's not me.
It's not May.
Ooh, I'm sorry.
It's March.
I stole it.
Don't be stealing
sorry.
It.
Sorry.
March and May are not the same thing.
March and May, I don't
March
think
March wishes,
wishes
it could be like May.
March is like... September. Do I need to say anymore?
Oh, that's
I'm
hurtful.
I'm so sorry.
That's hurtful.
I'm so sorry.
But you did Zelda, and if you didn't know, Daisy Buchanan in The Great
Gatsby
is based on Zelda.
Yeah!
But you did Zelda. You've done Daisy.
Yes, I have.
Famous chicks and books? I don't know.
Yeah, famous chicks and books.
I know
and
what
then
you
my
could.
Most recent one, which I know why, okay? I know why my most recent one was so big, okay?
Oh, yeah. Anna Boleyn.
Anna Boleyn. And I know it's because I did my eyebrows again.
Yeah.
People love it when I glue down my eyebrows.
Oh, yeah. That is fun.
You and Mom really love it, too.
Yeah. I was super excited about it. I love Henry VIII.
Yeah. This one was a pretty big... I just want to say, fun fact. See, if you listen to podcasts, you get to know fun facts about makeup look. Is on my head.
Yeah.
That is tights. Those are tights on my head.
Was it really?
Yep. I just stuck them on my head because
you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I didn't tell you that? No. I thought the sagging leg on my back would tell you.
I didn't pay you any mind. See, if you tell me ahead of time, I get a picture of how I want this to look.
In your head.
And when you told me Anne Boleyn, I was like, oh, I know exactly where I want you.
There it is. That's what
you said. You're so funny. The dining room.
Yes.
If you didn't know, that's the dining room.
Yeah, yeah. Colleen Hoover books. Right there.
Nope. Not that kind of, not that dining room.
Not that
nice
dining
room.
Dining room.
We eat and dine in the dining room.
And I did that, and it's just fun to know that no one knows what's going on, because there were tights on my head, I'm wearing a top that looks fancy to you.
That's my top,
yeah. That has toilet paper stuck in the shoulders.
Yeah, okay.
That, get them fluffy. Mm. And then, my sweatpants in the bottom, but nobody knows that.
No, because I only take
But now they do, see, if you listen to the podcast,
and,
you get to know.
And, some pearls you found, and you rolled them around your head.
I almost choked myself by accident, because I double knotted them by accident.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, I'm gonna die! I can't die with glued down eyebrows.
No, that would be so embarrassing to tell everybody.
You gotta wipe
them off. I'll rip them off.
No, you gotta take alcohol.
No, you're dead. It doesn't
rubbing
matter
alcohol.
How they come off.
Rubbing
no,
off.
You're dead. It doesn't matter how they come off.
I can't stand that.
There's
some thick brows, y'all.
So that was the theme you did.
Yes. And this one is, hey, the Wheel of Makeup, if you haven't listened, okay, it is spontaneous, okay?
Yeah.
You get the choice, and I can't really say no. Well, I mean, I've said no to some, because you do have to realize, here's the three things you need to understand before we do the Wheel of Makeup.
I'm excited about this.
I'm going to go ahead and just release these information.
Okay?
When you put in a suggestion, I ask you, one, what is your favorite podcast episode?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a listener? Okay, that's two.
Do not answer if you're not a listener. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Although, then again, that seems to be kind of redundant, because if you're listening to this episode, you are a listener.
Yeah,
but just,
obviously.
You know, a fair warning
ahead
of time. I don't know.
And if you don't, if you say, oh, no, I don't listen to your podcast,
then
I'm going
to
say,
okay, then no.
Yeah. And then for the third thing of, like, don't, okay, I don't want you to do something to get me canceled. Okay, I don't got time for it.
Don't be funny.
Don't be funny.
No.
Okay?
Don't be funny now.
And you'll be like, oh, just figure it out. I can't.
Okay?
Because, one, I'm going to get canceled. Two, I do get DMs from people that I don't know. Okay?
Yeah,
don't like it. Okay?
Yeah. So let's all do that.
I don't want to be threatened. I don't want to be killed.
Well, we're going to send them your thing, your act.
I'm going to send them their act.
And we're going to tell them, I don't know, something about you. So think about those things.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yeah. I know, right? Threatening our
don't
listeners.
Be funny, okay?
Don't be funny now.
But so here's the three things that you do get if you are a listener and you do have a favorite podcast episode is, one, you will be added in the mentions of this of my post. I will put your ad at the bottom of who inspired it.
Look at that.
Right? Okay, and two, you will
be mentioned on the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yes.
By name, okay, if you want us to.
Yes, if you request not to be, we will
honor
your request.
Honor your request.
And also
which is three.
We'll say something nice about you, though.
Yeah, real nice.
Real nice.
And three, you will be mentioned in the Facebook group, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, unless, big deal.
Of course, you don't want to be again.
Yeah.
But we'll say something real nice.
Real nice.
Real nice. So, name off the themes, Living.
We got a lot. One of them.
It's a real wheel. It's a digital one.
They don't get to see it, but it's a wheel.
Well, we'll take a picture, a screenshot of it.
Well, yeah.
And post it on all the things. Mm-hmm. That's how you know.
Did you enjoy my sound? That's what wheels sound like, Katie.
Okay. Sure.
And every time that theme is picked, I remove it from the wheel so we don't get repeats.
Yeah, we don't want a repeat.
And
that's
the wheel.
Stinky.
I didn't know this. Yeah. Maybe I didn't notice it the first year. It gets smaller. It gets smaller every time.
Yeah, I didn't notice
did
that.
Did you know that? Oh,
yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You're being rude.
I don't think I am.
Okay.
But I see where you're
going. So here are the wheels categories.
All right.
We have emotions. Any emotion.
Oh, love that
one. We have Disney Psychic. If you're a listener, you know that's a repeat because it didn't get picked.
Okay.
We have music video. Any music video from any decade. Okay? Don't be funny.
That's fun.
We have Disney Pixar.
Oh.
Any Disney Pixar character.
That's nice.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. How's she going to do it?
I love it.
I know. Then we also have a makeup trend. So
okay.
You can pick any kind from any decade.
Oh, that's nice.
Just for funsies. Okay, we have book character.
Oh.
Any book character.
That's
but
nice.
Don't be funny.
Don't be funny, guys.
Then we have wild card. This is one that was not picked last year, and it was a new.
Hopefully, it won't be picked this year.
Hey yo,
no offense.
Wild card is your choice. You get to pick anything.
I don't love that.
It could be from the wheel. It could be literally anything.
I don't love it.
Okay, it could be a fruit.
Okay,
it could be an apple. I don't know. That's your choice. Don't use that as a. Okay, we have Disney underrated characters. Kind of excited about that one.
Okay.
And then that's it. That's all
okay.
we have.
I'm really excited about the emotion one.
Really?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start spinning, y'all.
All right,
it's spinning. It's spinning. Disney Pixar.
Wow.
Okay.
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 Okay. That's nice.
Wow.
Okay. So the category picked on the wheel is Disney
Pixar. And it'll be on my story.
Yeah.
It'll be on our Facebook group and it'll be on Facebook too.
All right. And when you see it, you'll have a little comment thing and you can type away if you've listened to the podcast and you have a favorite episode.
I'll message my favorite one.
Yep.
After I see it and then it'll be announced.
That's right. And you can be mentioned on the podcast.
Wow.
And you can ask more questions, of course, but just make sure you're a listener and you have a favorite episode.
That's right.
Which is rather redundant since you might be listening to this, so it means you are listening.
You are a listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
But while we're talking about all our social media stuff.
Yes, Katie. Yes.
There was a little thing that happened this week where Instagram and Facebook crashed again. That's nice.
I know.
Yeah. People freak out about that.
Yes.
Every time it happens. And I don't know what to tell you all. It just happens.
Yeah.
And, you know, people didn't understand. And it's just a whole thing. Social media. We just love it and hate it all at the same time.
Yeah.
And so our topics today are going to be about social media.
I know.
Yeah.
This is a topic we talk about it, but
we do.
Don't always talk about
and
it.
And we don't talk about our habits, and this is what we're going to talk about, is our habits as well on social media.
Yes.
And you had put up some polls and stuff.
I did put up some polls. Speaking of habits, I like to put up polls.
That's right. And so see if you're looking at Libby's story, you'll know about this.
So on my Instagram, if you follow me, at
Libby
Farnham, which we've mentioned quite a lot today.
Yeah.
So my first polls was, do you send really random, odd reels / TikToks? Because some people got them TikToks.
The TikToks.
To your friends / family members.
Okay.
So we have yes, I love it versus no, not really. We have yes, I love it with 91%.
Yeah.
While no, not really leaves them with a 9%.
Okay, well, not a lot of people like to send that stuff.
And you know what? I think they might need some therapy.
Really? You think that's not a normal thing?
I feel like nowadays, it's kind of like
a thing.
It's a conversation, too.
Yeah.
And I understand
I can see that
some people do not consider it a conversation realm, But a lot of my friends, I will say okay. this, I communicate through reels.
Really? You know?
Like, I'll send a reel, and then if they do say, like, oh, that's funny, or they just like it.
Okay.
That's usually how I usually work.
That's an interesting thing. I do send them a mm-hmm, lot. Mm-hmm. I don't think I consider it a conversation, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I tell you why. I just don't.
Really?
It doesn't seem to start a conversation.
Oh.
I mean, it can.
Well, so
I mean, do you send it and then this conversation starts?
Or yeah, 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 oh, okay. yeah, yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Not the kids these days. See, yeah. some are like that. Like, me and one girl that I send them to randomly, mm-hmm. She'll be like, oh, that's funny, or, you know, like that. But then there's, like, other people who I, like, work with, okay? Mm-hmm. I send my work bestie.
You work with so many people.
Who well, could my, you be talking? I'm my assistant, okay? I'll send her just random. She'll send me, and then I'll just send her.
Yeah.
I'm the one who sends, though, the most, dude, because I just think mine are funnier.
Yeah.
But hers are funny.
I can see that.
And so, like, me, now, me and my best friend, we do talk after we send each other.
Yeah, I could say that.
But you and I send each other reels all the time.
Yeah, we can be in the same room, though, when we send them.
Well, that's very true.
So we could be talking, and I'm sending you a reel, too.
Okay.
And then we have a group chat with our best friend mm-hmm. that we have a group chat with text. I mean, yeah. not that she really talks very much in either, but we have a group chat on Instagram,
yes.
too, with the same name, where we just send reels.
Okay.
And I know sometimes she makes the mistake of thinking that's us communicating.
Yeah.
It's not us communicating at all.
And I do think that is the thing.
And she's
now.
Not of the generation that thinks it's communication.
No. That's more of a, that's even like, I would say the generation after me.
Yeah.
That's like their way of communication. Like, reels
Oh,
only.
Alpha?
Yeah, like Alpha.
Alpha. Mm, we gotta use the right name for them.
You do have to use the right one.
Yeah. Interesting. I find it interesting that you guys like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I don't like to. I like it because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I do think sometimes reels are a way of communicating because some people have decided that it's funny and mm-hmm. they sit in the reel, so I don't have to say it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I don't have to start a conversation.
Wow, you guys are going to be real
messed
up.
It is messed up, bro.
Yeah.
So that is where a big clump of people are, you
okay.
know?
Okay.
And
fine.
91 is pretty big, so.
That's huge. That's almost a landslide.
Oh, landslide!
Landslide.
So our next one is pretty, I would say, more of on the topic what we're talking about.
Okay.
And so the next one is, do you follow influencers that are considered odd / no one knows.
Okay.
Nobody else knows. And we have yes, I do versus no, not really.
Okay.
This, again, was a big clump of you guys.
Okay.
We have yes, I do with 94%.
Oh, everybody thinks you're real.
Okay. With no, not really with 9%.
Okay.
With 6%. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one.
Oh.
I am not on my ball.
Wow.
I know, right? 6%
you're
of
fired.
You said no, not really. Do you? Fire,
no.
Bring in Jesse.
Jesse.
If
we're not talking about Treat, she's not interested.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be giving. That's our third person.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So we have 6% of you that said no, not really. Now, do you consider that you follow a lot of oddballs? Like, that's kind of what I would say.
It depends on what my things are. Like, I follow Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
I follow American Idol.
Do you consider that odd?
No, I
consider,
oh,
you consider
that
them
mainstream.
Not odd.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I follow Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't follow the Kardashians.
Oh, okay.
But I follow, like, magazines and things like that. I follow what I would consider.
Do you follow People's Magazine?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, good.
And I would consider that mainstream, so I would consider it very generic. Now, I do follow some odd things, but I'm not going to share them. Because they're in my thing.
They're in, you don't tell them.
Yeah,
I
don't
want to keep them guessing.
I have odd things that I find enjoyment of watching on Instagram.
Do you think many people would say that I follow more odd things than you?
I don't know. That'll
do you
be,
follow more odd things? I guess we'll tell, I guess we'll see.
I feel like I follow more oddities than you do.
And I guess I'll talk about that when we get into our
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's the same.
Yeah.
So our last poll.
Mm-hmm.
Was, is it annoying? And this is, I'm going to be brutally honest. I had to put this one out because I just had to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't leave it out. And a lot of people didn't think I was very funny. So we have, is it annoying to you to watch 5-minute crafts on Insta / Facebook? Okay?
Gonna,
I know, right?
Down the 5 minutes
we
crafts?
Have, yes, it is versus no, I don't think so.
Okay. We have yes, it is with 45% of you, while no, I don't think so with 55% of you.
Wow, people really like that 5 minutes craft.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I'm going to be brutally honest.
I love it. It also, it makes you cringe, and I'd love to send it to somebody. But I think I had to unfollow 5 minutes crafts because occasionally they would just have like an inappropriate.
Right?
And it wasn't like me. It wasn't like inappropriate Let in me a tell way. You. It was just inappropriate in like. The way it started off, like,
yes!
Her making a bust of herself, and she didn't, like, have a top on.
Oh, okay.
But you don't see anything.
So I
But it lingers to it, and a child is, like, standing over me.
Yes!
And that comes down my feet, and I can't have that, guys.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
tell I me. Don't know. I'm going to sue 5 Minute Craft.
I don't because think you can. I don't think it's American.
Oh, whoa!
I don't. I think they're Swedish.
I think so, too.
Or
French.
Not from here. French.
I'm not sure.
Not that we're taking any offense to any of you guys.
They're not gonna sponsor
It's just
us.
That I don't think we have the same idea of stuff.
Well, so here's the thing. One time I was watching them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and they made a bust. They did make like a thing.
Yeah.
And it was this girl's hand, and it was a banana in it. And I thought, no, ma'am, I am... Why would I make that? What are you putting in a bust with a banana and a hand?
I don't know. My personal favorite...
Those are so inappropriate!
My favorite of 5 Minutes Crafts...
You just want to annoy me with them.
Of, yes. Is the one with the girl where she's trying to, like, not be caught or seen from certain people.
The jail cell?
So she keeps, like, changing her clothes while she's walking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is so freaking stupid.
Like, she takes, like, a trash bag off of a janitor's cart and puts that on.
Why?
I'm like, this is hilarious. And she, like... puts, like, takes someone's sunglasses and puts it on her head.
And the dude comes out of the alleyway and he's like, Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
Where'd she go?
She throws her jacket into the... It's hilarious.
Was that when she takes the mist and puts it all over her face and she's, like, a homeless person?
Yes, or someone...
That's offensive.
Or someone, like, takes a candle and, like melts it down all the way and
yeah.
then like puts their head in there and makes a mold of their nose.
Yeah.
And then makes another candle.
I did get told by someone, they were like, I made a really good craft from that. And I was
I want to see it.
What? No, you did not.
I
want to
see
lying.
It. Who told you that? Because I want to see it.
It was. I just kidding. I'm not
I want to know.
Okay.
I love that craft.
Okay.
Yeah, but it got weird and inappropriate.
And there's bras. They're like taking bras and making like tampons out of them. Stop yes. that crap.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
I don't need that, but man, that's so annoying.
But boy, do I want to watch
it. And it
that.
Annoys you so much. I'm going to be honest with you. If I can find something that really annoys you or really, bothers you, I'm going to send it 110%. Speaking of sending each other reels,
mm-hmm.
I sent you a video and it made you so uncomfortable and I don't even know why. It was just a jaguar. Like, no, I'm sorry, it was a barracuda.
Barracuda.
Yeah, on someone's bed.
I don't like
And
that.
They were, like, keeping it as a pet.
And it was growling.
It made you so uncomfortable.
I hate those videos.
And I loved it so much.
But that's because I send you really
just
bad
cringe.
Ones.
Yes, you do. And
I
you
send you dogs growling at their owners.
And that makes me uncomfortable because that's real. That could be real.
Oh, no, it is real.
Or people doing things to their dog to make them growl.
Yeah, like put their fingers in their mouth.
Oh,
never put your fingers
so
in your
bad.
Dog's mouth. Don't put your fingers in anybody's mouth.
Okay. Well, that's
dog person.
But I do. I love sending reels. I just don't consider it like a conversational thing.
Yeah. And you know, there you go, guys.
All right.
And that was your opinion.
That's really good to know. You know, for people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true.
For us, I guess. But for the people.
For the people.
For the people. Social media is a funny thing. Like, when we were, when I first knew of social media, like, I was not allowed to have Facebook until I was 18.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to have it, and so I didn't have MySpace.
Yeah.
So when people are like, oh my gosh, like, you didn't even know how your friendship was until you, like, ranked your friends. I don't know anything about MySpace. So when, like, millennials are talking to me about, and I'm a millennial.
Oh, yeah.
About the MySpace life,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't allowed to have MySpace.
You weren't living that MySpace life.
I wasn't. I wasn't really in the age bracket yet to be a teenager from MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
And so Facebook then came in. And we know that came in from a college, you know, guy who decided to put them all into a group. And I actually think, in general, as much as I know that Facebook gets a bad rap, I actually do still like Facebook. I know it's not, like, the thing.
Yeah.
But I do categorize how I like my social medias. I don't put everything on each one.
Yeah, I agree.
But I have no idea about MySpace.
I think the interesting thing about...
Or what is the other one? IPM chat? Yeah,
Tumblr.
Or Tumblr. I never had a Tumblr.
I think Tumblr. Does Tumblr? No, it doesn't. Tumblr doesn't.
I tried to, like, get into Tumblr, and I didn't understand it.
I don't know.
I deleted it as fast as I started. I also had a Twitter.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You were on there a lot.
I was.
Yeah, what
happened? I was way before everything was popular on Twitter.
What were you, what happened?
I just didn't like it. I realized that I didn't need to be on a social media where you actually thought something and then typed it out.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good for everybody.
I used to have a Twitter, too, when I was, like, trying to get into all the social media.
You tried to kill one of the
clickets? I was, like, too much into social medias. Like, 15-year-old Libby shouldn't have been on those social media.
Really?
Because I think the thing was I was into quotes.
Okay.
And I wanted to see what everyone
else. And peace signs. You were very into the peace sign. And the hair in front of the face.
Oh, no, no, no. I wasn't in. Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. I needed bangs.
Yeah.
We see me now.
Yeah.
I also was on. You're so funny.
I am.
The peace sign was real, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was
we love
my
peace,
thing.
Right?
With my tongue out. Do. Why the tongue was out, I don't know.
I hate to break it, you still do those in pictures.
Well, no, I don't stick my tongue out as much. I just open my mouth a lot. And they can't see it, but I do that. My thing is, when I was on Twitter, I didn't like it because everyone was on there. My big thing that doesn't exist anymore, that no one is on, is Vine. Vine was, again, Musical.ly before Musical.ly and TikTok. Shocker. There wasn't a TikTok. There was only Musical.ly. And then Musical.ly got canceled or gotten rid of.
Yeah. I don't know how all that worked.
And then TikTok came in and it was a whole new realm now.
Yeah. Vine was not something I was into.
Mm-mm.
I learned very early on that my idea of social media was somewhere to put my photos.
Yep.
And I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And you would show me Vine things, and I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Kind of thought it was stupid.
Yeah. It was,
and
you
then
know,
you would
TikTok.
Show me your Vines, and I would be like, well, I think I'm still right about this.
I was like, for sure.
I just want to tell you that those videos are going to haunt you for the
rest of your
and
life.
And you know what I think we should do, since it is our anniversary month, and we were talking about, I think you should have to put up one Vine. I think that my personal favorite one are the ones where you would involve the dogs.
Yeah, those were great.
There's a great one where you pretend that Bruce is a Harry Styles fan.
Yeah.
And you are Harry Styles,
but
you can only see your hand. And something about hello, hey. And Bruce was really into
falling. I have to go on to my old phone.
Yeah.
Because I don't
pull
have
some of that out.
I wasn't doing 1 second videos either back then, which well, thank God.
But I feel like you could pull out some goldies. And you know what? It is our
anniversary month.
And I feel like you should.
It is amazing to know that those things are somewhere. I don't know where they are, but they're out there, man.
I think that my favorite, too, is where you look like you're dancing to something and you just fall sporadically.
Yeah. There was one that I really hated that I don't even know why I posted. It was me, and I was like, these are my fans. Thank you guys. And it was like all my stuffed animals. I thought, what the crap is wrong with you? You're like freaking 15.
Great.
And you're posting a video.
That is gold, honey.
And see, the thing I thought was funny was there was a guy out there that was famous, and he took fans, fans, like the ones you cool yourself with.
Yeah.
And he was like, these are my fans. And I thought, oh, I'll one-up you. I'm going to do it with my stuffed animals. What the crap, Libby? I
wonder why you thought that was one-upping.
I don't know. But like Vine was like the thing that I thought, oh, I'm going to get famous. Like this is the moment for me. Wrong, obviously. I do have a really big TikTok follower.
Okay.
I have 297 followers on there.
Oh, look
they
at
all
you.
They don't like my stuff.
I know.
But I sometimes
that's really triggering for me. Let me tell you what. Because that's another thing I want to discuss. Is it a big deal? Because I remember when I first got Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this dude who was a real jerk.
Yeah.
And he would come up to me and say, I saw on your Facebook you only have like 200 friends. And I was like, okay, well, I only like about 10 of those people.
More like 5.
And most of them are related to me.
Yeah, most of them. And even those ones, they only live in my house.
Yeah.
I don't really even like the other ones.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, so... well, I probably only know about 200 people, so...
It's true.
That I want
That's
to see
amazing.
My personal information. He's like, yeah, well, I have like 1,000 friends.
Oh,
like,
no!
Well, let me tell you what.
Catfish alert!
You don't have 1,000 friends. you have people that are on social media with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no way in this possible world that more than about two people
care about you
like
wife.
You that much. Oh. And they gave birth to you. Okay. Oh.
One of them.
Well, the other one helped give birth.
Okay, yeah. Whoa. No Colleen Hoover here. Who's being a little bit controversial?
That's just a fact.
I think what's amazing is that you had that going on.
Yeah.
And when I got older, for me personally now, I'm going to be honest with you. 16-year-old Libby was obsessed with the numbers. Because one...
Where does that get started? Where is
I don't really
like,
know.
If I have this amount of followers on this, like, who cares?
Right? I think the older I've gotten, I just don't care.
Right?
Now, with my makeup posts, I do try. I really want people to like it. But I also think, people, like, DM me and things like that. Like, when I did all of those, like, murderous women, I had a lot of people, because my looks got, like, one of my makeup looks that I did has, like, 87 likes on it.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it comes with a lot of, like, comments and backlash.
That's
and
my thing.
Canceling and things like that that I can't handle because, one, I just mentally can't.
Yeah.
And it also is one of those things where, like, you're like, would you rather have this many or would you rather have this many telling you that you know, that you've seen
that
in
they
person,
like it.
That they like
right?
it.
Like, that's my thing. Is like, I understand, like, using social media as, like, ways to get out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, my Facebook account, I consider it to be, like, that's my social
that's
way
more
with
serious.
Other people.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, people I know. Like, it's ways of seeing their life and stuff like that and them seeing mine. I don't want to have 1,000 people know where I'm at or know what I do through the day.
Yeah. I mean, what's kind of nice about it is social media, it does have a lot of bad things. Like, you know, like you got a lot of stuff going on. You have people who will use it as a weapon. You have catfishers. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of stuff that goes on. And it's really nice that, like, if you have, like, we have an aunt that lives in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, she does not get to see us because she lives in Florida.
Yeah.
But what's nice is she gets to see our stuff. And
yeah.
she, you know, comments or likes and stuff like that, and we see her stuff.
Yeah. And
I think
like
those things are
nice.
Yeah. yeah. So for that stuff, social media is nice, but it's not always about numbers.
Now, I don't have a TikTok.
Yeah, but I do.
You do.
I do.
I cannot bring myself, because I don't want
to... No, your words to me were, I can't stoop blah, blah.
Well, so I don't do videos. Like, I don't make them. I find it cringy at times.
Yeah.
I make a few reels sometimes on Instagram. My field is, I like to look at photographs. And Instagram has always...
Insta.
Yeah. Has always been my favorite form. Like, yeah. I know they tried to get away from the square photos.
Yeah.
But they didn't, clearly.
Nope, still square.
I like to see those things.
Yeah.
Well, you can now expand them. They don't have to be exactly
not
square.
Always the best, though.
No. It's just, that has always been my form of favorite is photographs. And I've always liked Instagram for not being exactly like everything else.
Yeah.
I also don't have an X, which is formerly Twitter.
Nope.
Is it called X?
I don't really know.
No.
It's some with an X.
X, formerly Twitter.
I thought it was Threads.
I'm always going to
call it. Is it not Threads?
No, Threads is the competitor.
Oh.
Don't have that either.
I don't have either. And you know what's really bad is it's hooked to my Instagram.
Yeah, and it always, Instagram is
right?
constantly picking
and
out that Threads.
I have like 11 followers on there because of Instagram. And I looked on there and I was like, but I don't want it.
I'm going to tell you right now, you.
Yeah.
The world does not want to know the running thoughts that go through Katie's head.
You don't want to know the threads.
You don't want to know the threads.
All
let me
I
tell you
of,
what, it's just one big knot up there. There's no threads.
Oh,
there's nothing up there. It is just like one big knot. And sometimes it's on fire.
Fire. Oh!
Sometimes
it's burning, y'all.
Sometimes it's asleep. Mm. Sometimes it just...
Frozen.
Yeah. It just wants to be isolated. Mm. You do not want to know what's going on in this head all the time.
And I think that is the thing.
Thank you. You're welcome, world.
Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
For not telling
I'm
you.
I'm your ex. I'm your thread.
Your thread?
Yeah. I'm not your ex.
No.
Nice.
No.
I think my thing about it is those type of things get toxic. And people sometimes aren't nice on there.
I think... Everything wants to start up a fight.
Yeah,
too.
Everything does.
And I just am not here for it.
Nope, not doing
I'm
that.
I'm not here for it.
No.
But, you know, it is funny to know what people like to watch on things and what our favorite things to do are. So what are some of your oddity or if you think odd on that you like to watch on, I guess, TikTok and Reels?
Instagram.
Instagram. And Instagram. I just want to tell you, Facebook videos are the worst.
They're inappropriate.
Yes.
To the highest extent.
They're also just kind of crappy.
They're very crappy. Yeah. But my main thing is, like, I don't know, I'm going to tell you what, Mr. Facebook, okay, is I'll be on my Facebook page, okay? You can't be watching that stuff around people.
Right.
Okay, one of them was about a woman and a game controller and her husband. And all I thought was, that's inappropriate.
Okay.
I can say no more. Because children could be listening. And I'm just going to let you know.
I would rather you say no more. I have, like, it looks like cheaters or something sometimes.
Yeah, cheaters. And, like, they're hiding the chick behind the door.
Yeah.
She's, like, hooked up on the door.
And I have no idea why.
That was a real word picture I just said.
It was.
She's, like, her back of her shirt.
Yeah, I got it. You
just wanted to say.
You didn't have to clarify.
Nice.
Got it. It's really inappropriate.
So I didn't put any Facebook on you.
Well, no, because it's creepy.
Well, I mean, I do follow one chick on Facebook, but that's another. That's a fun moment. So two of mine come from TikTok. One of mine comes from Instagram.
Okay.
I follow a lot of random. I'm going to be brutally honest. On my TikTok, if you follow me on TikTok and you're friends with me on there, which is like the elite ones.
Oh, okay.
If I follow you back.
Oh, wow.
And so on TikTok, you have people who follow you back, which are considered your friends.
Okay.
And then you have people who you just follow, which are just, you know, people you follow.
Okay.
And so mine are all people I follow. They're not friends. So no offense to people out there that know me personally, but I didn't put you on this list.
Okay? Oh, sorry.
No offense. I see you in person. Yeah. I don't need to put you on.
No, these are supposed to be like funny oddities.
Funny oddity people. Like if I said you were odd, wouldn't that be rude?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Canceled? I don't know.
You're really worried about that.
I am. Okay. I'm really worried. So number three on my list is an influencer that I follow that is, to me, odd. I think some people would be a little surprised about it, so stay with me here. So she's on TikTok, and her name is Trisha Ann About Art. That's her at hand.
Okay.
So my thing about her is she goes through all different artifacts, all different arts. I've shown you her before.
Okay.
She goes behind the meaning behind a painting, and like what you see maybe like a road with a Highway 55 mm-hmm. diner is actually a meaning behind like a person is actually standing there where the window is.
Yeah.
So she describes every old painting and she gives you the background about it. I love that.
Okay.
I love it. I can find no other influencer that does it, and I can find no one else that describes things the way she does, and she makes them make sense to me. Like, when I paint, it makes me feel like, that makes sense now.
Okay.
She also goes into, like, newer paintings, older paintings, modern art type of stuff, and tells you the meaning behind it. And not a lot of people would know that, but I'm into that.
You're into that.
Wow. I know. Like, why does the fruit dangle there? Why is there...
Okay.
Well, you know, look at a ball.
I love that you picked that.
And why is there a shadow? What does that mean? Why is the cup in his hand? It's like a whole meaning behind paintings. So if you're into that, I strongly recommend. She's on TikTok. I don't know if she's on Instagram. I'm sure she is.
Okay.
So that's number three. Number two on my list is one that I think you might follow on Instagram.
Okay.
This one is from Instagram. Her at is at Grandma Gets Real.
Okay.
She's famous for being the Grandma Barbie. She looks just like her. She is the model. She is who they modeled the Barbie after. She does dolls. She goes to a lot of functions for dolls and what, you know, like little things and house stuff for dolls. She does a lot of like old yard sales that go on around where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll show you about it and what you need to do and deals. And she has, what mind boggles me, I've been following her so long, this is it. I watched a 2-hour video. Yes, a 2-hour one.
Oh, wow.
Okay, of her organizing all her Barbie stuff, okay, and made her room of Barbie stuff.
Okay.
And she answered questions and stuff like that. It was like a live stream, but I watched the video.
I love that.
I, of course, didn't watch all 2 hours. Okay, don't worry about that.
No,
whatever. I was doing stuff, too, while I was watching.
Yeah. Gen Z doesn't have the attention span for that.
No, they don't. But she was, like, organizing everything. She has, like, little, down to the little nail polishes.
I love that stuff.
Love it!
Love it.
So she's really good. I definitely, if you're into that, okay?
Okay.
Number one on my list, to me, is... really weird to me, okay?
Okay?
I don't know if this is weird to anybody else or surprising. But number one on my list, I follow this creator. I've been following them since I started TikTok. They're called Craft Yo... It's a weird handle.
Mm-hmm.
But they basically make everything into ice cream. Okay? You think it, they've made it.
Oh, that's cool. Okay?
No joke. Now, some people think the artwork that they do is kind of creepy. Oh, okay. But they don't do...
Well, it's ice cream.
It is. It's ice cream. Yeah. And
it's not AI.
Literally everything into ice cream. Cool. They recently made Little Debbie the chocolate cookie things. I can't remember what they are. They have a little swirl on top of them. Okay, they made that into ice cream. Okay? It is amazing to me. They say they don't say they make ice cream. They make all kinds of screams. That's what they say.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Maybe that sounded a little creepier than I thought.
It did, a little bit. I think you thought that would sound cool, but it sounded creepy.
I'm seeing that sound a little creepy.
You're seeing it sounded creepy. Okay.
I'm hearing it now.
Now you're seeing words.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But those are mine, guys. What are yours?
So one of my favorite things to follow on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So I like things that are both soothing and calming.
Okay.
And things that are, like, just really out, like, unique.
Really?
One of my favorite things to follow on Instagram is @crochetfrog. Oh, and it this girl that has crocheted these little frogs. Mm-hmm. And she does all kinds of stuff. Like, she makes wallpapers for people. She also has a Patreon page, so you can go help her out.
Not sponsored.
Not a sponsor.
None of these people are, but we'll totally add them.
Somewhere. Yeah. And so she has a crocheted frog. And she has, the crochet frog has friends. And they do all kinds of stuff. Like, they like to read with their tea.
Can you buy this stuff?
Coffee. I don't know. Oh. I haven't looked into it. Oh. There's also a crochet frog that lives in a hobbit hole. That's my favorite
one. That's a cool one.
And sometimes he sweeps and clings, and it's like a stop motion thing, you know, like a Tim Burton type thing.
Yeah,
but it's a crocheted frog.
Wow.
And he has all kinds of little things, like a little wool mug.
Yeah.
And I love to
Does it have coffee watch. In it?
Yes, and sometimes I'll find her reels that has little music that plays, and I like to watch them over and over again. Sometimes.
See, I bet people didn't think you followed
it. It's very calming to me.
Oh.
I just enjoy it. Don't judge me.
Okay? I'm not judging.
Another thing I really love to follow, and I follow several of them. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me to find the exact ones. These things are like teeny stuff. There's like a whole thing about it. There are people that make these like teeny kitchen stuff. Like, it's called Tiny Kitchen, Tiny Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she will make the food.
Yeah, out of the Tiny Kitchen.
But it's tiny.
Right.
Everything's tiny. Like, she's got a real functioning tiny kitchen
Did she make
stove.
Tiny fried chicken one time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My favorite, though, is the spaghetti one. Really teeny spaghetti. Because, you know, when you're making spaghetti, you have all those little...
Got those big noodles.
All those tiny break-offs.
Yeah. She don't worry about that, does she?
No, because it's what she wants. She got a tiny little pot and a tiny working stove.
Tiny pot.
She boils, which is ran by a tea candle, by the way. And then she boils the pasta. Yep. And she puts in the tiny bowl and the tiny plate. If you don't know, I love
tiny stuff.
Like Barbie. Like, I follow, like, the Barbie.
Yeah.
Like, the Barbie
That's why I'm
stuff.
Surprised you don't follow the Grandma Gets Real.
I don't.
Should.
I just started following a Barbie Dreamhouse chick.
Yeah, you did.
That literally does, like, she has, like, a Barbie Dreamhouse that she's customly done.
We could do that.
And she has taken an entire room that was in a Barbie house and made it into Barbie's closet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Dojo Casa.
Thing.
And she's kind of made that, but it's Barbie.
Yeah.
It's very cool. Wow. I love tiny stuff. Another thing I love to follow, and I know that the chick that is, it's like a boyfriend-girlfriend thing, but @Ladybug, I know, is one of the handles for the Instagram, but they go thrifting, and they go to Goodwill, and sometimes I get really jealous, they find some really cool stuff.
Good stuff, right?
Man, and I love to watch it. I love thrifting. Really? But I don't thrift.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that.
I love to watch the reels, and they go to yard sales.
Yeah.
And
don't
they
you love
haggle that?
Yeah. that
stuff. I love it, but I don't go.
Yeah, we don't really go to yard sales
I
and stuff like that
the
very
videos,
much.
Though.
Yeah.
I want to be that person, but I also can't. Because I don't like to haggle with people at... Because I don't like to be haggled with at garage sales and stuff.
We also don't carry cash on us a lot.
No, not really.
But I know some people take, you know, the little thing that you put in your phone, but then you got to worry about people taking your card number and stuff.
Yeah, that's
It's
true.
A whole thing these
it's
days.
It's a whole thing. But they go to Goodwill and they do, like, I know we had friends that talked about the big, like, tub thing that you yes. They've done that on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they also do eBay and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I love to watch their stuff.
Yeah,
it's
some people,
very cool.
Sometimes it's good to watch those oddity videos because you might find that they're coming to a place you live at. And so you might want to check it out because maybe you're into that.
And my number one thing I love to follow is at Lab's Life.
Oh, yeah.
I love lab dogs videos.
Really?
Well, because Bruce is...
Because Bruce is half lab.
He's a lab pit. Mm-hmm. And I love dog videos in general. I love to watch them. I think they're funny.
You don't love them growling, but you love them.
No. But I love everything else. I love the funny things that they do in them. So I will watch dog videos all day.
Yeah. Because they're good to watch. They make you happy. You know?
I also, with the thrifting, I also follow some chicks that, like, thrift and, like, do a thrift versus store. They also, like, match their clothes.
Prices?
No, they match their clothing or thrifting to, like, pieces of artwork, songs of Taylor Swift, certain Disney characters.
I know who you're talking about.
Disney
I know. Yeah,
I follow those
girls,
and they are super cool, too.
Yeah, those are pretty sick.
But those are what I would say my top things are. Tiny things, like Mr. Crochet Frog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then thrifting. Mm-hmm. I follow a lot of thrifting.
Yeah.
And then also dog videos.
Dog
videos are probably number one.
Yeah. I think the fun thing about some of these is they're not super odd to know.
Let's not forget my Pedro Pascal videos.
Right.
Those are running on my feed all the time.
You know what I'm talking about? Some snow videos.
Just
Harry Styles.
Yeah. Well, that would be you. But sometimes Harry pops up on my feed.
No, we don't talk about that. Yeah. That's a little...
He does.
Because I send you random videos of him.
Man, sometimes I watch
them. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like all of our oddity things are kind of like, I think people would seem like, oh, well, I feel like you wouldn't follow that, but we do. We follow
We do. I feel like the tiny thing probably would throw people off. Not if you knew me as a kid, though.
No.
I loved figurines.
Love tiny things. Put it in your pocket.
Yes. If I could put it in a pocket or a bug container, like I carried around a little bug thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had the little Prince Leia. It's actually how I started Star Wars.
It's true.
Yeah.
Got
a toy from
you and
Taco Bell.
Also your Batman.
Yeah, my Batman figure.
That she lost.
Yeah.
But then
loved
you
it. Yeah. Thanks, Anna.
That's okay. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
But yeah, so I don't know if they would be really surprised by that.
Yours?
I don't know.
I feel like the art one is not, like, I feel like that's pretty, like, oh, really? You like knowing the meaning behind art.
That's because you think people don't think you... Like,
yeah, they sometimes think I'm dumb.
Oh, well.
Rude.
We don't like people that think you're dumb.
No.
So.
We do not like them.
No, we don't.
But, yeah, hey, you know what? But I think some people should tell us about their favorite oddity
things.
Yeah,
I think that's the thing about social media. I think it's a love-hate relationship, but it's also kind of fun. It's cool to find out things about people on
there.
Yeah. I love to see what people are up to. It's so funny because I had asked you a question recently about social media.
Yeah.
Because some people are like, I have to get off there. I compare myself to everything on there.
Yes.
I've never struggled with that.
No.
I'm sorry if people do.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing about that is you have to realize again, people do have an image on Instagram, Facebook, and things like that that they want to always keep up with, and I think, I mean, like, that's kind of known, is, you know, like, oh, my family's always happy, and then you realize, oh, well, your family's not that happy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, oh, I'm so skinny, I'm so thin, and then they turn around and they're like, oh, but they're not. And you don't need to look at someone else in comparison, like, oh, well, Kylie Jenner looks like this, and I need to match that. You don't need to ruin your social media to be that person's social media.
Yeah, I just have a good time. Post what you like.
Yes.
Share pictures that make you happy. Social media can be a good thing. People can make lots of things bad.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I like to see what people are up to. I think it's funny. I think people posting pictures are funny.
And, you know, don't let someone, like, be like, oh, well, you post too many reels on your story. Oh, you post too much quotes on your story. Do it. Who cares?
Yeah, I've always had, like, people come up and say kind of odd things that don't sound very nice, but I'd be like, well, you just always look so happy in your photos. I guess you guys really are. That's not nice.
That's not nice.
You know, we have a good time where we go, and we do. We are mainly happy. I mean, we have, of course, bad days.
But don't we
all? But every day's not on social media.
No. And, you know, and sometimes you just have to realize, like, you don't know what happens behind closed doors or behind that phone.
Yeah.
And maybe that person needed to post that, or maybe that person wanted to show that photo that they were happy
in. And they were happy in it. Yeah. And that's okay. I'd love to see it.
And maybe, you know, the reel that you sent that person that was random or weird or whatever.
They needed it that day.
They
needed to laugh.
Yeah, that's right. They needed
to see that barracuda growling at
Barracuda. Oh.
Not barracuda.
What did you just say?
My favorite one was the one that the octopus pulled out of the water.
I don't like that. It makes you uncomfortable. I don't like ocean stuff. We've learned
it's
about
scary.
This.
But yeah, guys. Hey, and you know what you need to do?
What?
You need to be at
Farnung Metz.
And at Libby Farnung.
That's right.
Because you want to send in that wheel of makeup idea.
That's right. So you get to pick any Pixar character, and you need to let me know if you're a listener.
That's right. And also, you need to be on the Facebook group.
The Facebook Ranting Sisters group.
Because it's going to be posted in there, too.
That's right. You'll get double the opportunity to put in your thought and double the opportunity for me to message you.
And only one person can win this time, but we're going to have this throughout the month. So you can always comment again. Mm-hmm. And like we've said, make sure you are a listener.
Yeah, a listener. Make sure you know an episode that you like. And make sure that you're honest. Okay, guys? We don't want no lawyers.
Don't pick anything that'll get Libby in trouble.
Yeah, controversial.
And you know what? Let's all be nice. Yeah.
Be nice. Like your social media. Reels.
Yeah.
And, you know, just...
Talk to people, too.
Yeah, maybe put the phone down sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe go and speak to that person. Maybe text that person. Yeah. Call that person.
Yeah, maybe not just send them reels. Maybe, or just like their stuff. You know, talk to them.
Talk to that person.
Yeah, find out about their day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Bye!